Hey, Heather.
Hey. Such a familiar, loving face.
Oh my God.
I love seeing you.
This has felt like home. Mm-hmm. I've realized that this stage in my life, I'm always looking for that sense of comfort. And if I don't have that, I'm not interested. Mm. I'm not going to make myself uncomfortable going anywhere at all anymore. I did that in my 20s. I did that in my 30s. I'm not going to do that in my 40s. And being with you is just like, this feels easy. Mm. It feels good. And what's good is easy. What's easy is good. But we want to talk about freedoms today, because we talked about we did a meditation on freedom the last time. We talked about Sutra 7 the time before, which was about attending to different parts of the body until they opened us up into a space of freedom, becoming one with the thing. And then in the following episode, we went into freedom as an experience in meditation. And we wanted to talk a little bit about freedoms and what has that meant to you, Heather? What is freedom to you? What is permission to you? And are they interchangeable? Are they the same or are they different? Do they have different meanings for you?
Well, specifically in relationship to meditation and this instinctive meditation, and I think why I was drawn to Lauren and Camille and this sort of path is because one of the first things Lauren said was this full permission. Like, he asked me to give myself permission to do whatever it was I needed to do in the space of meditation, which was at the time, like laying down to meditate and letting go of the mantra that was given to me and letting go of all the things that weren't serving me. And he gave me this opportunity to share this with him and asked me, again, permission. Please give yourself permission. I don't know if you feel like you need permission from me, but you don't. But if you feel like you do, like, I give you permission. You give yourself permission. Let's just like have permission to be who we are as we are in the space of meditation. And of course, then like beyond that, you know, beyond that in our outer lives. So
why do we not have permission? Why do we feel like we don't have permission? Why do we feel like something
just in general
to strive for? Or even in meditation?
Well, why do you think?
Because here's a thought.
Tell us what is up, Tanya.
Because everybody has a rule book. Mm-hmm. Whether it's your faith, whether it's your meditation style, whether it's the way you're supposed to cook, the way you're supposed to dance. I think rules are great. They help to a certain extent, but they help us get familiarized with a certain thing that we may be new to.
Yes.
But what happens is many of us just get stuck there. And for whatever reason, we're never emboldened. We're never empowered enough to say, hey, beyond the rule book is you, and you're going to find your voice and how you can make this part of you. And what is wrong with your version of it? Why does it have to be a certain version of meditation that you have to follow? Which is what I absolutely love about Lauren Roche, because he always says that take these teachings and go into the world and do whatever you want to do with them. Make them yours.
Right.
And I feel like that's a lesson for all of life, not just meditation.
Absolutely. Like, do the recipe once first so you can kind of get the like found, you know, if you've never made the eggplant parmesan or whatever, it's like, do it maybe first full through. And then after that, like, you might decide, like, you know, I want to put more oregano because I love oregano. And this only like asks for a little like sprinkling, like, I love oregano. I'm going to put more in that recipe. Like, great. Absolutely. Do that. And you may just like, you know, invent as something completely different. But if you never like give yourself the opportunity to just let go of the rule book every once in a while, when you're feeling, you know, when I think it's like that sense of safety, that sense of I can do this, that sense of like it's kind of exciting or it's super exciting, like, what, I don't know. I think it's like we're limiting ourselves, you know, but it can be scary. Like if like everyone else around us is not doing that, that's like super courageous, whether it's with meditation or whether it's like your community. No one in community has ever divorced. You're going to be the first one in your family. Like, do you not listen to that? Do you just stay miserable in your relationship?
Or do That's what a lot of people do. Yeah, right? And here's what I think. I think if you are constantly following the rule book, then you're constantly limiting yourself, whether it's in your meditation or it's in your style of cooking or it's in the way that you're raising your kids or it's in the way you're keeping your house or it's in the way you're interacting with people. If you're always following a rule book, which is helpful at first, you keep limiting your... Okay, something just clicked. Your sense of individuality, you're constantly being stripped of your sense of individuality, and you're constantly being, there's like a silent turbine that's constantly pushing you in the direction of becoming extremely homogenous with everybody else, becoming one with everybody else, just become part of the herd. So that you don't stand out, so that your particular style of making eggplant parmesan will never be seen or heard because you're always following the cookbook. But that hurting means it's such a deep loss.
Yeah, such a deep loss.
To the universe, to the world, to humanity, we lost you lost your essence in trying to fit in. That's why I loved the style of meditation. When you study Zen Buddhist meditation and you're sitting cross-legged and you must have an erect spine or you're doing mindful meditation, these rules are great. Or transcendental meditation, the mantras, and, you know, power to all these forms of meditation. We're not here to talk any style down. But what I felt for myself personally was, wow, I could just fly with this? Like, really? My fantasies can be my doorway to meditation? That is crazy. 'Cause you don't even know what I can think of. It can get so kooky. It puts Alice in Wonderland to shame. You know, like and wow, I can actually think of...
I can
when I discover that, then I want to dwell in that world more.
It reminds me of how both of us teach as well. Like, yeah, learn how to do the like triangle pose, how we teach movement, I'll say, you know, learn how to do that, and then at some point in your journey, the longer that you are with these practices, this is kind of how I found it too, like the longer I stayed with these things, there at some point was like, this is number one, kind of boring. There's like no variety. And that's like not the nature of life. Like the sun, how it's hitting the tree right now outside my window is very different than 2 months ago because of the how, you know, the positioning of the sun in the sky at this point. Like, this is the nature.
Two flowers of the same species will look different, will have a different angle, a different shade, a different tone.
Right. Mm-hmm. So like being the triangle pose, and then like, what is it like to start to undulate inside of that, you know? And it's like, and maybe there is this like inherent craving, but if we're always just following that straight and narrow rule book, we'll be like continuously dismissing some part of ourselves. And like, what is that? What message are we sending to ourselves over and over again if we're always just staying in this something, but there's some deep craving that's just like bubbling up inside of us? And do we just continuously dampen that down? Like, I say no to that. I say like F no to that, you know? But it feels often courageous. And I think to have, for me, it's like having a community of people that are also like asking the questions and discerning, like choosing, well, we're always discerning for ourselves, but a space to be able to share in this in a space to be able to be received in that. And like, nothing is like, yeah, what are your freak flags? Like, tell me, do you want to share about it? Like, I think the more we right, share about these things that are just so inherent and natural as part of being humans, like, it's like, oh, the sense of like a sigh, like, oh, I can just, oh, I can just be myself. I don't have to like be something that I'm not. Like, oh, it's so lovely.
I really love what you said. It just made so much sense to me, Heather. When you use the word courageous, it puts everything and its mother into perspective for me. I'll tell you why. Because it reminds me of a saying, a quote, or it was a quote, or it was a poem, a piece of what Rumi had said, because I've been a student of Sufism for 10 years. Rumi said that there, and I paraphrase, of course, extensively, but he said there are certain people who need the rules. They need the guidelines. They don't want to color outside the lines. This is what is safe. And I guess courageous are the ones who want to paint outside the lines. They want to challenge the system. Mm. They want to swim upstream. They want to see what that is. They want to see how deep they can love, how much it will hurt, how, what it is to step outside of, you know, those lines, the tight boxes. So maybe they're, you know, and you use the word community. And so maybe what we do is not for everybody. Mm-hmm. Maybe what we do is for freak shows like us, you know?
Yeah, I think that is exactly right. Like, yay for the communities of people that are sitting, you know, there's a very specific position for the meditation and it's taught, and this is the way, and this is the only way. Like, that is going to serve a variety of people. I lived in an ashram. Like, I know there's like thousands of people living in ashrams, in monasteries across the world, and they are thriving in that environment. Right. And yeah, we're just here saying that like that definitely was not for us. And maybe you're one of those people out there. It's like, yeah, that the idea of being on the same schedule every single day for the rest of your life, if that makes you want to vomit, like come with us. Because that's not what we're doing.
What you just said inspired a question inside me. And maybe I'm totally off and maybe I'm totally wrong. And I really need to explore this in order to understand this. But this living in an ashram and having like very, very set times and living a very disciplined life or painting inside the lines. Yes, some people need that discipline. Some people need that structure. And like Rumi said, there's all kinds of people. But is it the element of fear? What is it that keeps you inside the lines? Is it, we all have fear, right? Nobody is completely and entirely fearless. I don't believe that, I don't know enough, but I feel like that we all have varying degrees of fear inside us. But are we a little less fearful, or are we a little more bold, or are they a little more fearful? So they just don't want to, so they're just in the pursuit of pleasure and they are too scared of pain. Because when you are going to step outside the realms, you are going to, you know, you went to ashrams, you did the meditations with the mantras. I grew up in a South Asian culture. I was told how a woman should be and behave in my culture. And from time to time, I pushed up against, you know, the limits. And it hurt. It always boomeranged, ricocheted back at me, but I was fine with it. After a little while, you get used to the pain becomes kind of funny, and I don't even know if it's pain anymore, because each time you make a little breakthrough inside yourself, and I live for that pleasure. So maybe I choose a different kind of pleasure. So is fear, I guess fear is playing a part in how much you're staying within, how much permission you'll give yourself, you know? My guru said, I need to meditate with this mantra. I don't understand Sanskrit, but I've got to meditate with this mantra. I love it when Lauren Roche said, take your Sanskrit and chuck it. Just use the word that works for you. It could be English, it could be Spanish, it could be Italian. Whatever word is your word that evokes some feeling, some resonance, some juice, some desire inside you. Mm-hmm. Why does mm-hmm. it have to be a word in a language you don't understand? Like, I never could connect to chakra systems.
We've talked about this. Very similar, very, in the way that it has been taught, in the way that it was taught to me, I would say. Yeah, I think fear, another word that was coming up was shame. Like, for me, I think there was shame in feeling like, why can't I stick with this? Like, what's wrong with me? Like, questioning myself. And that, I don't want to question myself. I don't, you know, like, when something is inherently so home, that feeling of home, like we talked about a few episodes ago, or, you know, when something feels right for me and there's a knowing of a yes and a correctness for me, to say no to that, I don't want to live that way, you know. But if no one else is is, if that's not even being talked about, if we can't even have conversations about that, which is what I found in those communities, like, I don't know what I think about. I think there's something wrong with that.
I love that you brought the word shame up, because what is wrong with me that I can't mm-hmm. be a doctor or an engineer or a lawyer or follow mm-hmm. some, you know, beaten path mm-hmm. that everybody and everyone has? Mm-hmm. Why do mm-hmm. I need to be so outside the norm and do something and create something, not even follow mm-hmm. a mm-hmm. prescribed career mm-hmm. path or something mm-hmm. of the sort? Why do I want to take on so many battles? You know, but the truth is that why don't I fit in? Mm-hmm. But I like that we're creating a space where, well, if you don't fit in, mm-hmm. let's make that your space, the one that you, the other space, mm-hmm. the one that doesn't hold you in any place that you don't want to be in. Mm-hmm. You define your own space. You create mm-hmm. your own mm-hmm. reality. There's nothing to be ashamed of. The fact that you don't fit in, or you're not doing it the way they're telling you to do it, that's it. That's your school right there. You create that which is working for you instead of mm-hmm. what they're, you know, mm-hmm. jamming down your throat. Like, this is how it needs mm-hmm. to be done.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if the feeling of it, when it starts to feel like it's jamming down your throat, or for me, it was feeling like I would get irritated every time I would do the mantra. At some point, I was like literally irritated. Like, my nervous system was like hated it. But, you know, it's like, when do you decide? Like, you don't have to suffer through these things that are supposed to be helping us and supporting us and helping, especially meditation, like, to like calm down and like clear it out and feel reset and rejuvenated. Like, it definitely was not doing
that. Flagellate yourself for not having an empty mind. You're a right. dim-witted person who can't meditate. You need to empty your mind. Your brain is full of garbage and clutter. Well, guess what? Everybody's always thinking something or the other all the damn time, right. pretty much. So, yeah. Gosh, I wish I could go back to school and go back and tell all the teachers that told me that goodness. I couldn't get math or science mm-hmm. and tell them that, no, it doesn't make me less intelligent mm-hmm. because I don't get math. I have different expertise. I have a different inclination, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. And it's so painful for kids who are still going to school and they're feeling mm-hmm. like they're just not good enough. They can't be what the world wants them to be, what their school mm-hmm. wants them to be, what their teachers expect of them.
I know. We need to start it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Different. We're not just starting. That's not, so many people are doing this, but to just, yeah.
But we're joining.
We're joining. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Well, we're adding yeah. more fire to that flame. We're right. bringing our fire to it. And we want whoever's tuning in, because they're people like us. Mm-hmm. That's the mm-hmm. only reason why you're here, because something right. about the way that Heather and I are sharing mm-hmm. our experiences and our meditation speaks to you. Or you want mm-hmm. a a little bit more of that. Mm-hmm. And we're here for it. We're here to hear you as well. We want to know where it hurt the most when you felt like you didn't fit in, and why you are not wrong in wanting what you want. And it's fine that it's not what everybody else is doing. Like, screw that.
Yeah, bring your individuality to us.
You know, yes. And there's so many wild cards like us. Mm-hmm. We're forced to reckon. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I think more than we could probably even imagine, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a sad place the universe would be if everybody colored within the lines.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's color outside of the lines continuously forever for the rest of our
time
here.
Maybe this is your page.
Yeah.
And this is where your paints are. Like, as far away from the norm as possible. And sometimes we have to hit these wild extremes outward in order to come back to find some kind of balance within. And then be comfortable. Be comfortable with the fact that you're always going to be a rebel, that you were meant to be, that that's just the juice you were made of. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And think of the archetype of the rebel. Like, I think that I want to believe that everyone has that inside of them, and whether we're just letting its voice be heard. And if we're in a space of, a community of people, and where there's that interest in, and there's that just even just having conversations about it, of like the curiosity for your friends, for your loved ones, like, what is that in a rebel? What is that in a rebel speaking this week, you know, or last month? What did you want to do differently? And maybe, again, like we explored a couple episodes ago, we bring that part of us into our meditation time, and we don't always act. We don't then maybe need to act on it in the outer world. Maybe sometimes we do. Maybe sometimes it's so rebellious that we don't choose to act on that in the outer world. If it's, you know, something that is going to harm someone else, or, you know, there's a spectrum of experience of rebellion. But that's where we can utilize our meditation practice, again, giving ourselves that sense of freedom. We can be every single part of myself in that inner space every single time.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. I love that. And I think for those who are enjoying this little conversation on my YouTube channel, you have to chime into the Alter the podcast and listen to the meditations that we've been indulging in. So it's a whole world of rebels and coloring outside the lines and just welcoming you into a space of who you want to be, not what you need to be, but what you want to be. Thank you, Heather, as always, for creating this beautiful space.
Thank you. We create it together, always. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in, for exploring with us, for being the rebel that you are. And we appreciate all of you, and I appreciate you, Tanya. Thanks for sharing some of your story with us.
So much love to you.
We'll see you next time. Thank you for being here with us. We invite you to join us next week to be the first to hear about our special monthly series beginning in May. Also, be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast to receive updates when new episodes are available. And if you love this episode and are listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, we would so appreciate you leaving a rating and review. All the reviews really, really help us to reach more listeners like you. Learn more about Tanya and her online offerings by following her Instagram, TanyaKazi1. You can find me on YouTube. Search for Alter Movement Studio, where you can find a full library of free classes on instinctive meditation, breathwork, and mindful seasonal movement. Every Monday, we release a new class on YouTube, so be sure to subscribe in order to continue learning with us. Get ready for something unique for the whole month of May. Tune in next week here on the podcast and on YouTube to find out more. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you next week.